Hello, friend. My name is Reverend Felicia Blanco Searcy, and I am the senior minister at Unity Church of Life in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Unity is a positive, practical, progressive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and the power of prayer. Unity honors the universal truths in all religions and respects each individual right to choose a spiritual path. We welcome you to our virtual Sunday celebration and hope you will find it inspiring and enriching.
As we turn within, turn to a place where we are all the same. Where the Christ light shines. Let us feel the community. Know that if we were to look at the person sitting next to us, there may be physical differences. There may be differences in political opinions. There may be ethnic differences. And those differences, if we allowed them to, could put lines of division between us. If we think of all of the people in this town of Murfreesboro, the state of Tennessee, the United States, and beyond to the countries of the world, there are divisionary lines. Lines that were made by people looking at differences. But if we take those imaginary lines and we turn them into connecting lines. Lines of connection. And we look at how we are all the same. We are all members of the human race. We all have our share of weaknesses and strengths. We all have gifts to give, and sometimes we hold them inside and are afraid to give them. But if we take those gifts and we wrap them in love, unconditional love, and we present them with open arms to each other and to our neighbors, we open to unimaginable, unlimited love that only can be labeled as God's love. A love that goes beyond labels. Last week, we shared our first value that this church is built on, which is love. And this week we expand that love into inclusive community. I had a letter from a friend this week, and she told me about a group of people that came together from all religions, all races, and this past November created a charter for compassion. As we go into our meditation of oneness, I want to read this charter for compassion. The principle of compassion lies at the heart of all religious, ethical, and spiritual traditions, calling us always to treat all others as we wish to be treated ourselves. Compassion impels us to work tirelessly to alleviate the suffering of our fellow creatures, to dethrone ourselves from the center of our world and put another there, and to honor the inviolable sanctity of every single human being, treating everybody without exception with absolute justice, equity, and respect. It is also necessary in both public and private life to refrain consistently and empathetically from inflicting pain, to act or speak violently out of spite, chauvinism, or self-interest, to impoverish, exploit, or deny basic rights to anyone, and to incite hatred by denigrating others, even our enemies, is a denial of our common humanity. We acknowledge that we have failed to live compassionately and have some that even increased the sum of human misery in the name of religion. We therefore call upon all men, all women, to restore compassion to the center of morality and religion, to return to the ancient principle that any interpretation of Scripture that breeds violence, hatred, or disdain is illegitimate, to ensure that youth are given accurate and respectful information about other traditions, religions, and cultures, to encourage a positive, appreciative appreciation of cultural and religious diversity, to cultivate an informed empathy with the suffering of all human beings, even those regarded as enemies. We urgently need to make compassion a clear, luminous, and dynamic force in our polarized world, rooted in a principled determination to transcend selfishness. Compassion can break down political, dogmatic, ideological, and religious boundaries. Born of our deep interdependence, compassion is essential to human relationships and to a fulfilled humanity. It is the path to enlightenment and indispensable to the creation of a just economy and a peaceful global community. As we acknowledge our interdependence and our connectivity to one another here today, as we one by one do what is ours to do with an open heart, an open mind, we reinforce the bonds between ourselves, between our families, between every member of the race we call human. Let us take a moment to go into the silence and acknowledge our oneness with all. Now let's reach out with invisible but strong bonds from our heart space to those in front of us, those behind us, those on either side of us, and make that bond so strong that nothing can sever it. There is no fear that can break the strong bond of inclusivity and love. And with it, we can be a united heart that reaches out to this community beyond these walls. So it is.
Well, we are not going to have an official talk today. What we're going to do, you received a handout on inclusive community. And what we're doing is we're going to have like an open mic sharing experience for you. And so Elaine is going to come up and she's going to kind of guide us through that. And so I invite you to come up.
Well, I'm just now looking at my yellow sheet, so I had kind of something else. As you know, this is our second Sunday in a 5-Sunday series on our core values. And today is inclusive community. And so what we're going to do is think about what inclusive community means to you. How you experience it in this church. Just speak from your heart about how you've experienced that core value. I know when we had the birthday party back in April and we were all sitting in a circle, that was the core value that I heard mentioned most often that day was inclusive community. I heard people speaking from their heart, tears coming from their eyes. So it's one that really speaks to this community a lot. So I want you to come up when you feel led and speak and tell us all about what it means to you, how you've experienced it, how it feels to you to be in a place of inclusive community. For me, it's like someone reaching out their arms. And as their arms are reached out, the heart is just fully open. It doesn't matter that you're the same color, or you're the same sex, or the same anything. It's just being lovingly and openly accepted no matter what. So I would love to hear from all of you, any of you who feel led to come up and start the conversation, and just come up one at a time and speak from your heart, because I know you all have big ones. And they have a lot to say. And if nobody jumps up first, I'll just call on you. So.
How was that for a threat?
Was that good? I thought it was.
Are you a
I am. And it's really not as scary as you think when you look out and everybody, you're seeing everybody, they're all smiling and friendly and, you know, so. No, it's just a soft gaze, you know? It's like, oh. So it's a pleasant thing to be up here. And thank you, Tammy. See?
We have a brave soul.
Most people have been around here for a while, so that's really great. So I don't have to go back into what all the ways that we're all fed here, because we all can know that. So I want to go out with this. And this is what unity does for me, in that it gives me the tools and the experience to then take with courage and confidence what I learn here out into the world. So I need you to celebrate with me, because tomorrow is a momentous day for the state of Tennessee and for many folks. Some of you know about the journey that I'm on in the field of disabilities and this program at Vanderbilt University. Tomorrow is the very first day that this first pilot group of 6 adults with intellectual disabilities will be on campus as Vanderbilt students. Talk about inclusive community. So they're card carrying, taking classes, going to ball games, we asked for volunteers, other Vanderbilt students, to donate 3 to 5 hours each week of their incredibly busy days in a top 20 university to support. And we came up with 28. We were looking for 30, and we came up with 28 people volunteering their time. And everywhere I go, the response is, how can we help? It's time. It's right. This is what we should be doing. The time wasn't right 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but it's now. And it's a movement that's sweeping across the country. But it's all about this inclusivity. It's about the right to belong. It's a civil rights movement that I'm a part of. And unity gives me the tools and the language and the courage and the presence to come forth and to share with those. And I know that I wouldn't be where I was without all the tools that I get here. So if you've been here a long time or just starting, I guarantee you, if you bring this knowledge, if you acknowledge what's already there, actually, if you seek deep and acknowledge what's already a part of each of you, not only will it enrich you here, but it will touch every single part of your life, your professional life, your love life, your relationships, and your heart will just burst and overflow.
That was great, and it's a perfect example of what you put your attention on is what you create. So we are, as we focus on inclusive community, then that's expanding out into the world, and your group focused on that and created those 28 students to come in and help. So that was a perfect example. Thank you. I know we have another one.
Oh, good.
As I was sitting there thinking about that this morning, I mean, we have the obvious, we all feel inclusive. We're here, whether our race, sexuality, orientation, blah, 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 and all those things. The thing that came to my mind this morning that I wanted to share is that I think it's we go through ups and downs in our life, and that's part of the flow of life. And what I think is great that we don't have to go through the guilt thing here at Unity. You may go through a period of time. Personally, myself, this past fall was extremely busy, and I went through a lot of guilt of not being able to spend the time that I felt that I needed to spend, you know, here or whatever, and things like that, you know. And I found myself getting in that place of that guilt, and I stopped, and I was like, no, I don't have to feel guilty here. I don't have to, you know, we realigned and we get back in line, but we don't have to look back and feel like, you know, the church has looked down on you for whatever reason, because you're in a different place at that time. And so that's what I wanted to share this morning, that for me this morning, that inclusivity is that even when things are not the way you picture them in your life, it's okay. We line back up and we go forward from there. So.
Yeah, this is weird, because I don't know most of you.
My name's Andrew. I don't know
I've met a few of you, but I haven't met many.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Me too.
First, I want to say to those that don't know me, I am an ordained druidic priest. Okay? I haven't been anywhere in any type of Christian church since I was like 10, and that was Irish Catholic, so that doesn't count. Well, druidry is all about spiritualism, okay? It's all about the energy. The universe is our God. That is our embodiment of God. You know, most Christians see the Zeus or Odin or, you know, your more traditional religious big white man sitting on a throne with a big beard. That's what I like about unity. Is really, if you look at it, with most religions, they're the same. They're identical. They just have different terminology, a different cultural aspect of how you look at every religion. But deep down in the core, they are all the same. And that's what I love about the inclusive community of unity. Is Reverend Searcy knows that I'm was, am, whatever, pagan priest. But she accepts me for that. You know, she's happy to have my criticism or my comparisons in class, which I didn't make it today, but I will try to make it next Sunday. But anyways, that's just the point. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you even believe, as long as you have an open mind, open heart, and you can just be one with everyone. Anyways, that's all I have to say. It's nice to meet you all.
Well, that is one of the wonderful things about being here, is because you can have other things outside and still be, you know, a part of unity and come here and worship. I do a lot of work with the Divine Feminine. So, but I still feel like I'm very much a part of here and very included here. And kind of to go along with what Tim said, I don't know why this stimulated my brain when you were talking, because it had nothing to do with guilt. But for the first 8 months that I was coming here, I was halfway involved in another church, and I felt like I had one leg here, one leg there. And I was in the process, because God had told me that I was leaving there and I was coming here. And it was a very, very difficult time. I felt homeless, I mean, as far as having a spiritual community and a church home, and I felt real out of place, both places. But every time I came here, even when I was feeling, you know, really weird, it still felt like home, and I still felt like I was always welcomed. No matter how upset I was or how weird I felt like I was being, I always felt like I was accepted here, and that I was, if I wanted it, then I could be a part of things here. So that's one of the things that I have always appreciated about being here.
I'm John, and Andrew gave me the courage to get up here, and if Andrew, a pagan priest, can get up, I can get up and say that I'm a compassionate, conservative, independent Republican. Independent. And right, yeah. And God, I can see how some of my dear friends struggle with coming out of the closet. And I just want unity. I struggle with my political beliefs, and especially when I hear unity's beliefs, and I'm trying to merge them in my heart and in my soul and in my mind, and maybe that's where these headaches are coming from. I want to be part of the. I am part of this community, and I want to be accepted for my political beliefs, either that my source is God, my source is you people, and thanks.
I don't know why I get nervous when it comes to sharing stuff like this. I guess because it's unscripted and I don't have a piece of paper to look at. I don't know. But I'll play the gay card because in the Bible Belt, and I remember many of you have heard me tell this, but looking in the Yellow Pages for a church that had in its name something that looked like they would, you know, accept gay people. And I never found anything, you know, because I grew up Southern Baptist, and I bless, now I can say this, but I bless my previous, my exposure to God was through Southern Baptist, and I loved the youth retreats and going camping and the choir and the music, and I loved all of that. When I discovered that I was a lesbian, I felt like that part had to be shut off socially. I mean, I knew that there was nothing wrong with me, but that I didn't have a spiritual community anymore. I have a little bit of a different experience because when I walked into Unity, I didn't walk into a sanctuary like this. I walked into six people at a massage parlor doing a book study, you know. So I've been here for quite a while, but like I said, the meditations were awesome because all of the healing energy around there, and when you would breathe in, it would be eucalyptus and mint, and it was really good meditations there. But having a place where when I come in, I forget I'm gay. I'm just a child of God. This is one of the only places where I go where when Shannon and I walk in, we don't get the double look. It's just we're seen as children of God. And that is hard to really express and understand, but I hope I'm doing that in a great way because it's just amazing to have a place where God is not somewhere else, that it's a part of everything. And on another note, the inclusive community part, as far as from being on the board and part of the leadership committee, that is ingrained in our hearts and in our minds whenever we make decisions, is it going to contribute to that? And is everyone going to feel a part of it? And that's such a great experience. And to also have it set up so that regardless of the level of participation that people who come in want to be at, you know, if they want to come in on Sundays and be fed and then be blessed and hugged and cherished and then go home, that we have a place for that, and that that's okay, that there's not anything wrong with that. And then there are also other levels where, you know, if they want to contribute at deeper levels, then we have that support, but there's not a judgment as to which area people fall into, that we're all loved and valuable and wonderful human beings. So that, I just think, is, to quote Craig, hippie, shaky, groovy, cool. I hope I said that right. Thank you.
Everything's been touched on, that, you know, when I came in here, barriers had to be just thrown away. And so I've appreciated having to work on that. But the one thing that I haven't heard, for me personally, because I'm a pretty big guy and I like to eat, is coming in here and having a potluck and saying, "What's that?" And trying it. You know, that's stepping outside for me, you know, for beans and tater guy, and trying that and eating it and going, "Man, that's some good stuff," you know, and being able to step out of that and know that there's another way to skin a cat, you know, and that's huge for me because it's my way or the highway usually. And this church has made me say, you know what, there's another way, and I appreciate that.
Okay, hi everybody. I'm Helen Truesdell. I live in Las Casas, and it's colder than bleep out there. Anyway, Unity has been a trip, huh, Roy? been a trip. When you come from Catholic and Southern Baptist and you end up here, boy, that's a trip. But let me tell you, I think that that word all-inclusive is pretty big in my life today, because as I was sitting there listening to other people share at that heart level, I sort of broke it down a little bit, all in. All in. Yep, all in. And I realized all of a sudden that unity has gently, lovingly guided me into a place in my life where it is all in. And I can't just give lip service and be picky about all-inclusive, who I'm going to forgive, who I'm going to love, who I'm going to treat nice, who I'm not going to treat nice, or who whatever. I worked for 20 and a half years in a job that I could have been very judgmental and kicked butt and called names and a lot of things. I worked at the sheriff department and met a lot of different kinds of people. Some categorized good and some others bad or whatever. But unity taught me not to judge those people, to be all inclusive in loving them all inside themselves too. And to not be judgmental. And it just is all inclusive. It's all in. I mean, it's who you are when you're all inclusive in your love and forgiveness and acceptance and in your journey. So anyway, see ya.
We have time for one or two more. Well, I really appreciated what everybody has said today, but for Christy and for Helen, whether you play the gay card or not, we've all been places where we either felt like we didn't fit in, we didn't belong, or that, I mean, and you can just tell when people look at you, like, you know, they give you a funny look that you're being judged about something, your appearance or your something. So we've all had that feeling of not being included. And what Helen said is, it's such a change it's like a breath of fresh air when you do walk into some place and you feel like the arms come out and say, yes, everybody come in. We're bringing everybody into our heart. It doesn't matter what you look like, who you are, what you believe, what your sexual preference, I mean, any of that stuff. So it's just such a a place where you can sigh and release and let go and feel comforted and nurtured. And I love that about this place. And you do have to include, like Helen said, all in to really be applying inclusive community. And Roy, you know, I'm from Tennessee. I was raised a Bean and Tater girl too. So I know, and it may not sound like much to see different food, but it is. Because people get very attached to the way they eat. There's a lot of emotions around food. And, you know, I mean, you know, if you have pinto beans, don't you need some cornbread to go with that? I mean, that, you know. So, you know, that was a big thing for you to have your open your mind up and be willing to try some, probably really some weird looking food. I mean, for you it was weird looking sometimes. Still for me it is kind of weird looking. But just the fact that we can say, oh, you know, that looks a little weird to me, but I'm going to try a little bit and see. It's just a different experience of life. And we are so blessed to have this place and to have a community that really lives this core value. Anybody else? Last call. That's right. Oh, Joan.
I have experienced inclusivity and exclusivity many times in my life. And one of the experiences I had that I draw such courage from is I think it was an experiment that was originated by the Association of Christians and Jews. They asked me as a teacher at a high school, which was really diversified in all kinds of ways, to pull from that diversity and to bring my group to a place called Camp Anytown. I don't know whether any of you know about that or not, but I was involved in Camp Anytown for several years, and it was once a year for a week we took teenagers from private schools and public schools all over Davidson County to a place and cut them off from, we excluded them from, everything that was dear to them, like boomboxes and TV and friends, no cell phones. They were cut off. And they then were exposed to each other and their diversity, and they were allowed to see the sameness of each other and respect the diversity as well as embrace the sameness. And over that week, those values were just weaved. At the end of the week, they were taught how to be allies to each other when they went back into their high school communities, because they were essentially stripped of all prejudice. And we didn't want them walking back in and being slammed with it. So we taught them how to be allies to each other, a small group in each high school, and also to be able to call each other out in the other schools of the community. And when we think of inclusivity here, oh, and you know, almost everyone would come up to me in that camp sometime during the week and say, "This is such a great place to be." They didn't think about their boomboxes or their cell phones or anything like that. They said, "This is such a great place to be. Is there a place like this for my parents?" Yeah. And so they were not only going back to high schools where they would be facing all of these challenges, but they were going back to homes where they would be challenged by it too. And this place, when we walk into it and we are given that opening song of "Come on in, welcome home," and we know that we are welcome no matter who we are. And not only that, but we get little seeds of love and wisdom that implanted in us by each other, so that we, when we go out into the greater community, into our businesses and into our families, our larger families, we can pull on that and we can take it, you know, we can take it with us, and then we can take those seeds and we can gently plant them in the hearts and minds of others. So I just think it's such a wonderful place to be, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Anybody else? So let's take just a minute now to think about all the things that we've heard from people this morning, and to think about a quality or a characteristic that we'll take from the talk today or from our sharing today, take out into the week with us and try to apply it. You know, it's easier to apply it here because we're all coming from the same place. But if we can take it out into our communities, into our jobs, our families, and apply it in our outside lives, what is one thing that you may have heard here today, or maybe you didn't hear today, but you would still like to take it out into your daily life and apply inclusive community, because it encompasses a lot of things. So for me, I think it's having an open heart and an open mind. And when I'm like that, I'm less likely to jump into those little judgments. "Oh, well, what do you mean by that?" Or, "Well, she thinks she's smart," or, you know, those little snits that we get into. So for me, it's open heart, open mind, and being non-judgmental. Joan? That's great. So maybe not labeling yourself, not labeling other people. Anybody else?
Release assumptions.
Yeah, because you know those assumptions get us into trouble. Because usually when we make assumptions, we're wrong about it. Anybody else? Okay, well, those are good ones. And I want to thank everybody who came up and shared today. So as we close today, let's go with that in mind. That'll be our last thought, that love is all we need. Thank you.
And we'd like to close with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God watches over you. And remember, wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Thank you for joining us. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at www.unitychurchoflife.com. If you would like more information about Unity in general, you can visit the Unity Worldwide website at www.unity.org.